Welcome to the Caleb's Thoughts podcast. My name is Caleb, and this is my podcast. So, that's news, by the way. That's never been true before until right now. So, welcome. Hey guys, welcome to the Caleb's Thoughts podcast. I just made a new intro, like little theme music. Hope you guys like it. I think I'm going to do it every time. I'm going to play that every time. So, Kanye made it, actually. He saw the title of my last podcast, and he's like, yo, this guy is good. And that's what he sounds like. He's talked to me before. And so, yeah, he made me that. Thanks, yay. And yeah, so I guess that's all the news you need to hear about the update. Yeah, cool. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a few weeks, I think. I think from now on, I'm going to record podcasts on especially good mental health days. Like, today's an especially good mental health day. I woke up at 9 o'clock, which is good because my class starts at 9:10. I stayed in bed for the first 20 minutes of my class. But then after that, usually I would stay in bed for the entirety of my class, but today I didn't. I got out of bed at 9:30, probably got dressed, put clothes on, you know, the works, and got out of bed. I even made myself a coffee this morning, and I think I want to become a barista, a professional barista. Not like a Tim Hortons or like a Starbucks. I want to open up my own coffee restaurant. And then Rachel can be a part of this too, because she can sing and likes music and stuff like that. And I like music too, but she likes music as well. And so Rachel can be a part of this by, and she really likes coffee shops. So I can just make the best coffee shop ever, and she'd like to work there. And then she can never leave me. So that's the goal. But yeah, so I think I want to make a coffee shop where I am the barista and I'm like the owner and I manage it. And I also make some of the coffees because I like making coffee. And I'm not very good at making coffee, so we never sell them, but I'll just come in and make a coffee, leave it there, see if any of the coworkers want it, and then leave. And then forget it existed. I need a good name for it, though. How about the Caleb's Thoughts Cafe? Yeah, this podcast is constantly playing throughout. It's not even that. It's just like I have a mic that I carry with me everywhere I go, and it's constantly live streaming right to the restaurant, and I'm just like walking through the New York streets or something like that, saying exactly what's happening around me, and everyone gets to listen there and just bask in my glory. Because I am glorious, if you look at me. Right now I'm wearing a button-up shirt and khaki pants. So you could argue that I'm pretty glorious right now. I'm in a nice white chair. My sister gave it to me. It used to be hers. Thanks, Addie. Don't know why she gave it to me. We never had a conversation about that. It just showed up in my room. But thanks. Appreciate it. It's nice and comfy. It's a good podcast chair. And yeah, so today I actually like online classes a little bit, but only because I don't necessarily need to pay full attention to the class. Like, if I know what's going on, I'll be focused about 50% of the time, but if I check in, I know what's going on, then I can make a coffee or make myself some cereal. Or my second class started at let's go through my day. So like I said, woke up at 9, got out of bed at 9:30, 20 minutes into my class, finished my class, ended at 11:25. That was a math class. And throughout that class I made a coffee, which is probably why I've been so productive today, because I had the coffee at a perfect time where like it's not going to affect the rest of my day, but it's going to wake me up for the time of my day that I was going to be tired. So it was really a perfectly timed coffee, in my opinion. Because for me, I have a pretty low tolerance to caffeine, but it was at like 10:30 maybe. And it was perfect. It woke me up for my next class, woke me up for the rest of the morning, really. But I'm not like feeling the effects right now at 5 o'clock. And so, yeah, it was pretty good coffee. Apparently the creamer could like may contain tree nuts, so I didn't have that, so instead I just put milk and sugar together and made that my creamer, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. but I had to ground the coffee myself. My mom has this cool coffee thing where it's like metal. And so what you do is there's a big like water reservoir that you put that on the stove. And then on top of that, there's a little filter thing that you put coffee grounds in. And what'll happen is the water will steam up, and then it will steam up through the coffee grounds, or will boil up, and then will go through the coffee grounds into the pot that's on top of it, and then it'll just chill there. So it was cool, but I had to grind some coffee beans into coffee grounds, put them in there, drank it. It's good. And then, so that was cool. I started a new Snapchat private story. It's a secret. You guys aren't allowed to know about it. And if you're listening to this and you do know about it, you don't. You have no idea what it's about yet. But I'm going to give you all a hint. It's called... Actually, I'm not going to give you guys a hint. You're never going to know. But yeah, I made a secret private story, and for the people that's on it, it's a riddle. They're challenged to figure out what the concept of the private story is, and if they win, and they don't know that it's the challenge yet. If they're listening to this, then they get a hint, but if not, then I guess they're probably never going to do anything about it because they're just going to be like, Caleb's being weird. But yeah, it's the challenge to figure out what the concept of it is. On a 100% separate note, there are 93 days until Christmas, so good job us, and I'm really excited for fall. I think fall is the best season, 100% consensus. There's no disagreement about that. And some people might say summer, and they're wrong. And here's why. When you're in summer, you don't really enjoy the season itself. Like, there's no very... One sec, I'm about to... I'm good, actually. There's no trademark of the season. Like, there's no vibe, really. It's just kind of, you can do what you want. Like, the summer isn't fun because it's summer. Summer's fun because of the activities that you can do in the summer. But, like, in fall, you genuinely enjoy, like, the fall aspect of it. Like, and summer has the worst season, in my opinion. Probably 4th of July is the least interesting season ever. And if you're listening from a different country, 4th of July is something that is not embarrassing for America, just kind of weird. I guess it's not that weird. I guess most countries do it, but I personally do not care that much about it. It's basically, we celebrate the day that we became independent, which is important, but I don't really like it that much. I mean, it's fine, but it's not like fun, so whatever. My favorite season, though, holiday is definitely Thanksgiving, because usually I'll go to my aunt and uncle's house, and we'll just have fun there. It's like it's a very, very nostalgic thing, because we've been doing that for years. And it's also like eating and just like togetherness. And I think that's the whole point of holidays, is togetherness and bringing people close together, which is the definition of togetherness. And I feel like most holidays miss out on that in some aspect. I think at least how most people do it. I think coming in second place in holidays in terms of that would be Christmas. Christmas has a lot of really good traditions, pretty good at bringing people together, but there is the way over commercialized aspect of it that brings people apart, I would argue. So the commercial aspect of Christmas brings it to second place. Halloween, I'm just doing the four main holidays right now. Actually, the five. Halloween comes after Christmas, because it's meant for kids more, I think, and it's fun as a kid, but even as a kid I never really enjoyed Halloween. Halloween's just sort of weird to me. You're not like becoming closer with anybody, you're sort of just walking around being weird in a weird costume. And some people have normal costumes, some people have costumes that make me uncomfortable, where it's just like zombies, and it's like, dude, zombies aren't like that cool, they're just weird. So you're being kind of weird right now, and I don't judge them, but I do think that they're weird. And it's like, I don't know, I don't appreciate house decorations on Halloween very much. I think some people go way overboard, and I don't like that. They should just calm down, wait for Thanksgiving. I think we should get rid of Halloween, probably. We should just give out the candy on some random day every year and then forget about it. So Halloween comes in third place. Coming in fourth place is we'll say Easter. Easter is pretty cool. It's not very like, I don't know, depending on who you are, it can be more together than for others. But Easter is pretty forgettable. I almost forgot about it when I made this list, so that's why it's number fourth. It's not very like memorable, not very nostalgic. It's just kind of there. But I do like Easter in general. And then coming in last place for holidays is 4th of July, believe it or not. Actually, I put 4th of July above. Fourth place is 4th of July. 4th of July is more nostalgic than Easter is. But yeah, so I put it above Easter because this is a very my personal opinion list. It's not the consensus list besides the first two. The first two for everybody are Thanksgiving and Christmas. And if you think otherwise, then you disagree with me, clearly. But I think the consensus first two are number one is Thanksgiving, number two is Christmas. Those are two of the best, the two best holidays for sure. And then yeah, the last two are a little bit equal for me, but Easter comes a little bit below because there's less nostalgia. But I don't dislike those holidays. I don't really dislike any. Actually, I do dislike Halloween, but because it's so. What are you doing, Addie?
Penny needs pellets.
Okay, they're in there. You just take all of them. Take everything out of there.
Wow, okay.
Take it all.
So Thanksgiving is number two?
Thanksgiving is number one. Are you
Number
crazy? Have you been? Were you listening? Gosh.
Christmas.
Christmas is number two. And Halloween's number three. I don't like Halloween. Halloween's my personal least favorite.
Yeah.
But I think it's more nostalgic than other ones. But
It's really not a great holiday, but you have a fun time. Like, doing it with friends, it's fun.
yeah, I guess, but it's not. Yeah, it's in terms of being a holiday, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But it's more enjoyable than 4th of July or Easter.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not a very good holiday. I'd give it a 3 out of 10 on the holiday scale. It's very like Christmas and Thanksgiving are very, very specific, but they're very, very like good. Like Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know what you're supposed to do, but you're like, those things are enjoyable, you know?
Yeah.
Halloween, you know what you're supposed to do, but the things that you're supposed to do aren't very enjoyable, so you can sort of get a little bit more abstract with it. But most of those things aren't fun. Besides, like maybe watching a movie with your friends, I think most things are not, I would not enjoy. But I do enjoy it less than Fourth of July. I don't care for Fourth of July very much, but I care about it more, care for it more than Halloween. And then Easter is just under the radar completely. I forgot it existed until right now, so.
Yeah, it's one of those holidays that you're like, oh, it's Easter.
And then you're just done. There's no preparation for Easter at all.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for the chair, by the way. Okay. She's gone. Yeah, so that's my ranking of holidays. I'm not completely done with it. I'll let you guys know. But I think if you I if I'm not going to tell you that Thanksgiving has to be above Christmas, but if your top two aren't Thanksgiving and Christmas, then you should not be listening to this podcast. I want you to, but you shouldn't be. Like, obviously, if you disagree with me, I completely want you to listen to this. Not more than others, but like just as much as anybody else. But you shouldn't be. Like, if I was like your teacher, I would tell you not to listen to this. But I'm not. I'm just Caleb. But yeah, so that's how I think. That's what I think about holidays. I think. Yeah. That's what I think about holidays. But yeah, anyways, I don't know where I left off in my day, but after the coffee, I took a shower. After class ended at 11:25, took a shower, pretty good shower all in all. Conditioned my hair, shampooed my hair. I do that about twice a week, not consistently. Sometimes I'll do it less, sometimes I'll do it more. I think I need to do it more consistently, but yeah, I'll shampoo and condition my hair about twice a week. And I always do that when I don't really have plans. If I'm gonna see like Rachel, I don't want to do it because my hair looks all frizzy and weird. But so yeah, I didn't have any plans today, so I didn't. So I was like, hey, I'll do it. You know what? I'll do it. So I did it. Pretty good shower, brushed my teeth, did all my stuff, and then my class started at 12:40, and then it was Chem 111, and a lot of that was reviewed for me because for the first 3 weeks I took Chem 141 and decided I didn't want to anymore. It was actually like a week, but I decided I didn't want to anymore. But in that week I did learn, or in that 2 weeks I did learn all the things that we learned, that we've learned so far in Chem 111. So as long as I do the assignments, I don't really need to do much. So I had time to, I was in the Zoom call. But I think that was why I was so productive, because like when you're in a Zoom call, especially when it's on your computer, you can't really do too much, but you can sort of stay in one area because I have my AirPods. And so I was on my AirPods and I was walking around my room and I deep cleaned my room. Right now, there are no sheets on the bed because they're in the dryer, but I had a bin of laundry that I folded, put away. The class was still going on, so I was like, okay, let's see what else I can do. At one point I had two laundry bins in my room. Don't know how that happened, but I put all the towels in my room because I'm very picky about towels. I don't know if I've talked about this in the podcast. I'm very, very picky about towels. I think using, because I have four siblings who all use the same shower, so like there's a lot of towels hanging up in the bathroom that will like be recently used and will be like wet and musty, and I don't like that. So I almost always use a new towel, which is like bad for the environment probably, but we use eco-friendly laundry detergent, so it's fine. But yeah, I'm very, very, very picky about towels. I'm not gonna use a dirty towel unless I'll use one every once in a while if I'm like already in my room, and then that's where I keep all my dirty towels, is if it is in my room. So if there's one hanging up, I'll be like, whatever, I'll grab it, bring it in to the bathroom. But I had about 5 dirty towels in my room, which is a lot. And so I put those in a load with all my sheets and my quilt. I do my quilt every 2 weeks. I wash my quilt every 2 weeks. And so this was a quilt week. And the quilt, spoiler alert, we're going a little bit ahead right now. But I came back from whatever. Fine, I'll just do it in order. Gosh. All right. After that, class was over. I decided to go to Dearborn High School, which is a place. And that's technically where I'm a student, but I don't go there ever. So I had to drive down to Dearborn High School to pick up a letter of commendment from the National Merit Society, because I did good on my pre-SAT. I did top 34,000 in America, and for my pre-SAT, which is pretty good, I think, because they gave me a letter for it. There's only like two or three other people in the school that got that. Of the school has like 1500 people, so I think it's pretty good. But yeah, I picked that up, then I left, and I was wearing, when I cleaned out my room today, I looked in my closet and there's a bunch of like nice button-up shirts hanging up there that weren't there before, and I found this one that I'm wearing right now. It's blue and plaid and stuff, and I was like, I'm gonna wear that right now. And I put it on and I was like, wow, this feels good. I like dressing up nice. And so then I found some khaki pants, put those on, so I look like a teacher right now. And yeah, I walked in, and I found an umbrella in my car because it was raining, and when I got in the parking lot of Dearborn High, I found an umbrella, so I was wearing an umbrella with nice clothes on, so I looked like a teacher. And then I found Nathan in there, because Nathan goes to that school, and Nathan was like, dude, you look 40 right now, and I was like, I know, it's great. Then I got my stuff, left, then I got back home, and I cooked myself, this is what I call Caleb's thing, it's really good. It's basically a cheese quesadilla, but in the middle of it is cheese along with turkey meat, or with along with taco meat, sorry, but I think ours is made out of turkey. And so it's like, it looks like it would be like on a Taco Bell commercial. And it's pretty good. It's not bad. I made 2 of those. And then I switched my loads and then in the basement, and I found out that the load I did didn't drain correctly, but luckily the only thing that really suffered from it was the quilt. So I took everything but the quilt out, but left the quilt in, let it run for a rinse cycle. I haven't checked on it since then. I'm gonna check on it after this, but I let it run for one cycle of just rinse and spin, and then I put everything else in the dryer for 80 minutes because they were all pretty wet. They weren't like as soaking as the quilt, but they were all pretty wet, so I'm gonna check on those in a little bit too. But yeah, I'm feeling pretty adulty right now. I vacuumed my entire room, and I even vacuumed it in a straight line. I vacuumed it, the carpet that I have twice. There's a rug in here, and I vacuumed it twice, one time just to get everything, and this other time I made all the lines line up so that all the carpet is facing the same direction. All the carpet like heads, little like things sticking up, are facing the same direction. And because that was getting on my nerves, so I put it all in the same direction, and then I folded all my blankets and I put them under the chair in my room. The chair in my room looks really nice right now, actually. There's an office chair that I'm on right now, and there's just a chair. It's pretty comfortable. Don't know why it's there. Never use it, but it looks nice in my room. And it's got two pillows on it. One of them is like a pillow that you get from IKEA. And this other one, I was in Colorado with my cousins, and I thought I'd pick Rachel up a gift from a thrift shop because I'm cool like that. And we stopped at a thrift shop, and there was a free basket. And one of the things there was a pink felt pillow. It's very, very small. It has little stars where like the felt takes a little break, and there's white stars there. And those stars glow in the dark. And Rachel didn't want it because it was a dirty pillow that I found in a free bin at Colorado. And so I was like, understandable. It's okay that you don't want that. So then I washed it. I washed it before I offered it to her, first off. So I wasn't like, here's a dirty thing from Colorado. I washed it, and then she still didn't want it. So then I washed it at my house again and put it on my chair, and now it's just there. And it looks pretty nice right now. It's chilling. But yeah, I cleaned out my entire room. It's looking great right now. I got nail clippers in here. I got two pairs of nail clippers somehow. Not sure how that happened. I should probably return those to the bathroom soon. But yeah, doing pretty well. Doing pretty good. I think when I like clean stuff, it makes me feel like an adult, and it makes me feel like I'm on top of things, even though I haven't done any homework today. And I don't have that much to do. All the homework is due like days ahead, but I also should do some today because there's going to be some days that I can't do homework. But whatever. I'll do it later. You know what? Yeah, I'll do it later. But no, today's been pretty good. Here is another thing that I'm going to do. I ranked holidays already today, and I'm going to rank some other stuff. So here are my rankings of SNL sketches, okay? This is the top three for me. This is a very, very, very personalized list. This is not by any means the greatest of all times list. This is just my personalized list. Okay, so coming in third place for all SNL sketches, and you can find all of these on YouTube, coming in third place for Caleb's SNL sketches, we have number three is going to be An Immigrant's Tale. This one is starring Justin Timberlake. It's got the other cast. I think it has an Andy Samberg cameo. It does have an Andy Samberg cameo at the end. And it's funny. It's like they're on a ship. They're immigrants to America, and they've got little fake Irish accents. They're all talking about how excited they are for America. It's some sort of accent. It's either Irish or Scottish or something like that. And they're coming to America, and they're all talking about what they hope for. Some of them's like, I want to be a tanner. I want to be a blacksmith. And then Justin Timberlake's like, I want mine to sing in a group of boys. And then he finishes it, and it's just a funny sketch. I'm not going to spoil it, but that's sort of the concept, is everyone dreams about their own thing, and then Justin Timberlake dreams about his own thing, and it's funny when juxtaposed against the other ones. Funny sketch. That's my third one. My second one is a vintage sketch, so there's an older one starring Will Forte. It's called Spelling Bee, and it's just, the concept is decently strong. It's not like a crazy, like if I told you the concept right now, you'd be like, that's not that good, Caleb. I mean, it's decent, but it's not good. But the execution from Will Forte is impeccable. It's incredible. It's perfect. So yeah, that's my second one. I actually heard about that from Drew Gooden. Mentioned him before. He's a great YouTuber. But that's his favorite sketch. So thanks, Drew Gooden. Thanks for shouting that one out and letting me find it. It's a great sketch. All right, and then number one, and it's not even close, is the Jay-Z, the story. It's just the Jay-Z story. That's what it's called. I've watched this probably 10 times at least, and I found it less than a year ago. So less than 10 times in a year is pretty good, or more than 10 times in a year is pretty good. I've showed just about everybody I know it. Everyone that I'm close enough to hang out with has probably seen it, and it's incredible. It's a great, great sketch. It's not very well known. I think it's very underrated. But it's entirely possible that I'm the person in the world who's seen this sketch the most times. and it's really, really funny. It's got a lot of quotable stuff, and I'll give you a little synopsis of the concept. Basically, Jay-Z, the famous rapper, one of the greatest of all time, is played by someone who does not look like Jay-Z at all, but everything except that is... everything except that is pretty accurate. So like they don't change Jay-Z's story, they just change the actors in it, and they change the style and tone of the actors, like talking and how their expressions and mannerisms, and it's really funny. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So many quotables, little quotable lines. I could list off a few, and I'm going to right now. I'm going to list off my favorite one, which is, "What are we doing eating these huge salads? Let's go practice rapping." That's my favorite one. And it's a lot funnier in context, but that's my favorite line. It's my favorite quote of all time. If you hear me say that, just know that I'm cool. But yeah, those are my top three SNL sketches of all time. This has been an episode. Yeah, it's been an episode. I can say that in confidence, that I'm probably right. So yeah, let me know what you think. I'm going to link the stuff. Actually, I don't really want to link the stuff in the description of this episode. So I don't really want to link my stuff. So if you want to text me, or if you want to do something, or if you want to follow me on Twitter, you have to go to another episode and find and check the description, because I don't want to put it in this one. So, I'll see you guys later. Bye.